some of the most useful factors that I have found is providing patient counseling. Patients would like to know what side effects they are to expect. They are not very keen on seeing photographs of patients developing these dermatological side effects, but they are interested in seeing or reading written information. There is a wonderful website, plwc.org or peoplelivingwithcancer.org. It's an ASCO website, and they have a section on skin reactions to targeted therapies, which we print it out and give it to patients in order to give them some information so they know what to expect. And another factor that we have found particularly useful is the rapid access and early intervention towards these toxicities. So we tell patients at onset of therapy with the multi-targeted kinase inhibitors, if you develop any signs of dermatological toxicity, please contact us. We will see you as soon as possible, and we will initiate therapy then. And I think that gives a great deal of comfort to patients, as they know if they do develop any type of toxicity, they will be seen and hopefully will manage them in an effective fashion.
It's interesting that your perception is that patients don't like to see photographs. Why do you think that is?
Well, actually, I was surprised. Initially, I thought they would, but from asking many of these patients, I would explain to them what side effects they may expect, and then I would follow that question or that statement by asking them whether they would like to see photographs, and almost uniformly, they would say no. Sometimes these dermatological conditions are very unsightly, so I think people do not want to see what they would look like. And from speaking to many of these patients treated with multi-targeted kinase inhibitors, one of the things that was very eloquent from one of these patients was the fact that the rash she developed to one of these agents changed who she was, her perception of herself. And I think that was very touching because this lady felt that she no longer was the person she was before therapy, and that prolongation of life under these circumstances, in her mind, was not worth it, as she was no longer able to do the things she wanted to do or see the people she wanted to see. So this is why we try to, since most of these agents result in a prolonged survival, we try to treat these patients in a very proactive fashion so that they may be able to continue their lives as normal as possible.